In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus our Christ. Good God day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what. Why? Because our Lord is good, and His mercy is new every morning, and it is from everlasting to everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, and I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, live from HNLC Studios. I give all honor and all glory and all worship and all praise to the head of my life and my everything, my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I give respect to my pastors, Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church of Southfield, Michigan. And I also give respect to our sponsors and the founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank God for them allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. You can listen to my podcast called the Food for Thought Daily, or any time of the day on Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Spotify, Breaker, Radio.com, iHeartRadio, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together in unity. All you have to do is type in the Little One Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. We're going to give you an opportunity to get your Bibles and pens and notebooks and paper, and we'll come back with a word of prayer and get right into our study for today. Amen. I trust everyone has had an opportunity to get their Bibles and notebooks and pens and paper and all of the things that we use to study the Word of God with at this time of the day that we are together. It is always a joy and a pleasure to be with you all, to study and break open the Word of God with each other. Together in the spirit of unity. Today, let us all keep in our hearts and minds Apostle Charles E. Ellis, for today is his day of birth. So we say happy birthday, Apostle Charles E. Ellis, and enjoy your day. Let us go before the throne of grace with a word of prayer. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this moment. We center ourselves on you. We center our minds on you. We center our hearts on you. We center our hearts on you, O God. For it is you who knows the intention of the heart. Man looks on the outward appearance, but Lord, we are so grateful that you know the intentions of the heart. Lord, we ask that you look upon us on this day. Anything that is weighing on our minds, on our hearts, O God, things that we must complete and tasks that we must perform. Father, we thank you for giving us clarity, For you said in your word that if we trust in you, O God, with all our heart, and lean not unto our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge you, you, Lord Jesus, would direct our path. We thank you for clarity and clear, concise, precise direction in the things that we must do. We thank you for your peace in every household listening. We thank you for healing in every household listening. We thank you for strength. We thank you for perseverance and endurance. And we thank you for your love being shed abroad in our hearts, Lord Jesus. Father, we ask that you move by your Spirit as only as you can on this broadcast. For this is your broadcast, O God. Have your way. Move. And demonstrate the miraculous in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your presence, Lord. For you said where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. And we recognize you, and we honor you, and we reverence you. For you are in our presence, and we are in yours. Father, forgive us for any and everything that is not like you. Forgive us for not walking in love the way that we need to, Father. Help us, Holy Spirit, and bring to our attention the things that we must change within ourselves to be more pleasing in your sight. We ask that you hide us all behind the cross, O God, so that it is all of you and none of us. And Holy Spirit, I ask that you put your words on my tongue and on my lips, that which you will have me to deliver unto the people on this day. This we ask in Jesus, your wonderful, mighty, matchless name we pray. Amen. Today's study will be coming from Philippians Chapter 2, and this is, of course, Apostle Paul, I believe, is teaching here, and it is kind of astonishing to understand that not only is he speaking to, or was he speaking to, those in that day, but he is speaking to us still. And I will be reading from the Amplified Classic Edition. I know that the scripture reference that was posted is from Philippians chapter 2, verses 2 through 11. But let's start at the first verse. And you all can follow along with me in your translations, as we always do together. Amen. Beginning at verse 1, Philippians chapter 2. So, by whatever appeal to you there is in our mutual dwelling in Christ, by whatever strengthening and consoling and encouraging our relationship in him affords, by whatever persuasive incentive there is in love, by whatever participation in the Holy Spirit that we share, and by whatever depth of affection and compassionate sympathy, fill up and complete my joy by living in harmony and being of the same mind and one in purpose. having the same love, being in full accord, and of one harmonious mind and intention. Do nothing from factional motives, through contentiousness, strife, selfishness, or for unworthy ends, or prompted by conceit and empty arrogance. Instead, in the true spirit of humility, lowliness of mind, let each regard the others as better than and superior to himself, thinking more highly of one another than you do of yourselves. Let each of you esteem and look upon and be concerned not merely for his own interests, but also each for the interests of others. Let this same attitude and purpose and humble mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Let him be your example in humility, who, although being essentially one with God and in the form of God, possessing the fullness of the attributes which make God God, he did not think this equality with God was a thing to be eagerly grasped or retained, but stripped himself of all privileges and rightful dignity so as to assume the guise of a servant, a slave, in that he became like men and was born a human being. And after he had appeared in human form, he abased and humbled himself still further and carried his obedience to the extreme of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, because he stooped so low, God has highly exalted him and has freely bestowed on him the name that is above every name, that in and at the name of Jesus, every knee should and must bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue frankly and openly confess and acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let's read on to verse 12. He says, therefore, my dear ones, as you have always obeyed my suggestions, so now, not only with the enthusiasm you would show in my presence, but much more because I am absent, work out, cultivate, carry out to the goal and fully complete your own salvation with reverence and awe and trembling, self-distrust with serious caution, tenderness of conscience, watchfulness against temptation, timidly shrinking from whatever might offend God and discredit the name of Christ. Not in your own strength, for it is God who is all the while effectually at work in you, energizing and creating in you the power and desire both to will and to work for his good pleasure and satisfaction and delight. Verse 14 says, do all things without grumbling and fault finding and complaining against God and questioning and doubting among yourselves, that you may show yourselves to be blameless and guileless, innocent and uncontaminated children of God, without blemish, faultless, unrebukable, in the midst of a crooked and wicked generation, spiritually perverted and perverse, among whom you are seen as bright lights, stars or beacons, shining out clearly in the dark world, holding out to it and offering to all men the word of life, so that in the day of Christ, I may have something of which exultantly to rejoice and glory in, that I did not run my race in vain or spend my labor to no purpose. Isn't it amazing how Paul was speaking then, but he is still speaking to us right now? And we do know that every word in the Word of God is given and was breathed by God himself through the Holy Spirit. And we also know that Jesus Christ is the Word, and he is the name above all names. He is our God and our life, and we are to be like him. It said in verse 5 of Philippians chapter 2, let this same attitude and purpose and humble mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Let him be your example in humility. Verse 6 says, who, although being essentially one with God, he knew he was one with God, and in the form of God, possessing the fullness of the attributes which make God God, he did not think all of that, and did not think that this equality with God was a thing to be eagerly grasped or eagerly held on to or retained. But instead of grasping that aspect of who he is and was when he was on this earth, he chose to strip himself of all privileges and rightful dignity so as to assume the guise of a servant, a slave, and that he became like men and was born a human being. And even after he appeared as a human being, he humbled himself even further and carried his obedience as a servant to the extreme of death, even the death of the cross. You know, walking humbly with people can be a very challenging thing to do, especially when we have to do what the Word says in loving our enemies and praying for those who despitefully use us. That can be a very challenging thing to the human side of us. But this is why we must walk in the Spirit, so that we will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. We must always keep our eyes on Christ and his example and what he did and how he did it. It behooves us, each and every one of us, myself included, to continually open our Bibles, study the words of Christ, and look at his lifestyle and what he did and what he said and how he went about doing things. because he is our example. And these words are speaking to us, the Gentiles, those who are not of Hebrew, natural Hebrew blood, but of spiritual Hebrew blood because of Christ. You know, Jesus came for everyone. And the everyone can be anyone. And that everyone and anyone may not look like the someone that you think, and may not necessarily portray the things that you may think, because Jesus came for whosoever will. And those things, we must be careful, as Scripture says for us to do, of how we entertain strangers. Because we could be entertaining angels unaware. It behooves us to understand that those who we think may not enter in to the kingdom of heaven may be the very ones that will be there. And those who we think that will enter the kingdom of heaven may not be the very ones who are there. We cannot judge that which we see, for God knows the heart. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. And no, we do not do everything properly and perfectly, because we are human and we are in this body of flesh. But with the help of the Holy Spirit and his leading, guiding, and his correcting, and his teaching, and his comforting, and his instructing, we can strive toward perfection. Amen. Let us all purpose to be like Christ, no matter what. It is a journey. It is a lifetime. But let's purpose to start today. Amen. For those of you who want to make Jesus Lord of your life on this day, and make this day your spiritual birthday, just say this simple prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God, and I believe that you gave your life and shed your blood for me on Calvary. And I believe that you rose from the dead. God raised you from the dead on the third day. And Lord, I know that I am a sinner, and I have not been walking right according to your word. And I have not been doing things right. And I know I'm not perfect. But Lord, I want you to come into my heart. Baptize me with the Spirit and live in me. Make my spirit man new and raise me from the dead by coming into my heart to live. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I accept you as my King of all kings and my friend. I thank you for your grace and for your mercy upon my life. And I thank you that you have come into me now and made all things new. Lord, I ask you to teach me your ways. Through the precious Holy Spirit, show me when and what to do and what not to do according to your word, O God, so that I may be pleasing and live a peaceable life with all men and be pleasing in your sight. I thank you for forgiving me of my sin. I repent of it, and I turn and walk the opposite direction with my hand in your hand, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For those of you who said that prayer, welcome to the family of God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. There is a celebration going on right now in heaven for every soul. For heaven rejoices when just one comes into the knowledge of God. They are celebrating on your behalf. And for those of you who rededicated your lives to the Lord, welcome home. Welcome home. Well, another study session has come to a close. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his beautiful face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance and turn his face toward you. And may the Lord give you his peace, his essence of who he is. May he reveal himself even more to you and give you strength and peace and his life always. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, saying enjoy your God-given day today. Until we meet again, God bless you. Enjoy your day. We look forward to coming together again to study. Amen. Good God day to you.